In this bulletin, Australia's efforts to develop a COVID-19 vaccine come to an end. National Cabinet meets for the final time this year. And in sport, the NRL announces rule changes for the 2021 season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. University of Queensland researchers say they're devastated after trials of an Australian COVID-19 vaccine were abandoned. The federal government had made an agreement with the UQ and biotech company CSL for 51 million doses of their vaccine to be made available to Australians from mid-2021. The vaccine had shown promising results in early trials, but it won't proceed to the next stage after some participants returned false positive results for HIV. Professor Paul Young says despite the trial being scrapped, the team can be proud of their efforts.
The last 24 hours or so have been particularly difficult for the team. The last 11 months has been, we've been living and breathing this particular project. Not only the members of the team, but their families have all been involved. So it's challenging times, but that's science. It doesn't always work. What we will do is pick ourselves up, move forward and develop the next strategy.
Federal Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy says the decision to end the trial was a mutual one.
It was likely to be a promising vaccine. It was likely to work, but we knew that we didn't want to have any issues with confidence, and this false positive test may have caused some confusion and lack of confidence, but it was a very, very good technology. It was looking like it was going to make antibodies, and it probably would have worked very well as a vaccine.
The federal government has ordered a further 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, along with an extra 11 million of the Novavax one, to cover any possible shortfall. State Premiers, Territory Leaders and Prime Minister Scott Morrison have taken part in the final National Cabinet meeting for the year, face-to-face in Canberra. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan didn't attend in person because of health advice about not coming into contact with South Australians, including that state's Premier. Mr Morrison says about 46,000 Australians stranded overseas have returned home since September. He says Australia will continue to support bringing people back into the country and the hotel quarantine system in a safe and steady way.
I think we all agree that the health standard on quarantine is the most important issue. Where we can create capacity for people to return who are non-residents, who are non-Australian citizens, such as on seasonal workers, then we can develop the bespoke arrangements, which Queensland particularly has done on on-farm quarantine, which provides over and above capacity to see those economic needs met. But the first priority is the quarantine capacity for returning Australians and residents.
More than 38,000 Australians still registered to return home. New South Wales has recorded another day without any locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 9 infections have been identified in returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says it's especially pertinent given virus fragments have been detected in wastewater samples from Batemans Bay and Liverpool.
The presence of SARS-CoV-2 in sewage may reflect the presence of people who have recovered from COVID-19, such as people released from hotel isolation, returning to their place of residence. However, New South Wales Health is concerned there could be other active cases in the local community, in people who have not been tested and who might incorrectly assume their symptoms are just a cold.
Victorians hoping to register their interest for regional tourism vouchers online have encountered some problems with the government's website. Travellers are hoping to access $200 rebates for spending at least $400 on accommodation, experiences and regional tours. The first stage of vouchers applies for regional travel from the 12th of December until the 22nd of January 2021, but the website has been unavailable at times this morning. Victoria is reporting another day of no new COVID-19 cases or deaths. To sport now, a two-point field goal for successful shots beyond 40 metres will be introduced in the 2021 NRL season as one of multiple rule changes endorsed by the Australian Rugby League Commission. The radical rule will be introduced in an effort to increase the chance of a result changing in the final stages of a game. It comes alongside the retention of the controversial six-again rule for 10 metres and ruck infringements, tweaks to the scrum, captain's challenge, play the ball and trainer protocols designed to speed up the game. Now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 31. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 35. Melbourne, sunny, 27. Hobart, cloud clearing and 23. Canberra, partly cloudy and 20. Wollongong, possible showers, 20 degrees. Sydney, much the same and 23. Newcastle, possible morning shower and 23 degrees. Brisbane, showers, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, similar conditions with a possible storm, 34. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.